All right, welcome guys to episode 16 of the Jimson and Roscoe show.
I'm Jimson.
And I am Roscoe.
And we ain't got a guest, so.
Yeah.
Big up our chair.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
As always.
Smash that bell button, you fucking bellends. Actually, no, you're not bellends. No, it's probably fucking alienate the fucking viewer, listener.
Some people might be, though.
Probably a lot.
A lot. We only get like 100 people, so
yeah. I'm talking like in the general population.
Oh, anyway, right, yeah, there's a lot.
Three good things that you're grateful for today. I was gonna say that you're that good that happened, but you've just rolled out of bed, innit?
Yep. So the first thing, three good things I'm grateful for today.
Or just fucking grateful for.
Just in general.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my new found obsession with fitness.
What are you doing?
Running hill sprints and just eating properly again. So eating once a day. Mate, I need to turn this chair, man. That's better.
Hello.
Fucking hell. Like looking at the camera, confused for a word. Yeah, so that, eating once a day, hill sprints. But I did double hill sprints the other night. So I fucking did hill sprints at 6 in the morning, did 35,000 steps at work, and then finished work, and there was a bit of an altercation outside. My adrenaline levels just went through the roof.
Mm.
Driving home listening to grime, which is probably not a good idea at 4 in the morning. And I was like, go and do some more hill sprints in the pitch black.
Yeah, you fuck it. Say, let's go and fucking do an armed robbery or something. Adrenaline going, grime's on.
Yeah, so I went and did hill sprints at like 4 in the morning, pitch black.
I love running at that time. I love training at that time in the morning. Yeah. I say running, I don't fucking run. There's very little that I run, but just being out at that time in the morning, it's fucking blissful.
It's nice.
Like if I start work at that time in the morning, the sun's coming up. It's just fucking.
Yeah, it's
like,
nice,
there's no one
man.
Around.
Nah.
Just
but there was some kids in the bandstand sniffing coke, but they must have thought I was a fucking psycho, man.
Is that why your adrenaline was going?
Maybe. I seen them. Like, I was walking down the hill, and they all had their little torches on, and I hear them sniffing. And I was like on my own walking in the pitch black with my hood up, just walking straight towards them. And because the hill comes down like that and the bandstand's here and the hill's like here. So I'm walking straight towards them. I stared at them for about 10 seconds. They were like, turn the lights off. They turned the lights off. They turned around and started sprinting up the hill like a fucking maniac. They're like, oh shit. And they started sprinting back down at them and shit. Yeah, they sketched out. What else happened today? Grateful. Oh. Well, I guess yesterday we made more money than we've ever made in the business, in the nightclub and the Earl. And I'm grateful that outside is back open.
Yeah.
Kind of until
the two tier kicks in.
Yeah, until people start getting fake jab passports, which are already out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are you? So, what have you heard from it?
For us.
Do people need the app? Are there physical cards?
Yeah, there's physical. So, basically, when I got mine, which, in hindsight, I wish I never did. But whatever. You make up your own mind, man. They give you a card, right? But when I was given the card, my address has obviously changed.
Mm.
They had my old address. They were like, if you don't sort this out, your passport won't be valid.
Right.
Because we haven't got your right details or whatever.
But will they be giving you a...
They've got
a hard copy.
I think they'll be both. I think they've already done like a new setting on the app.
Mm.
I was reading the other day that it's going to show if you've had both jabs.
Mm.
So I think it'll be that. Because if you think about it, really, like a hard copy isn't that easy to. They're pretty easy. It's probably easier to do the fucking hack into the system anyway and just be like, yeah, they've had jabs.
Wow. Talking of hacking in, like the rabbit hole I've been on the last sort of few weeks is all in the realm of privacy.
Okay.
And, but yeah, what's your last thing then? One more grateful thing before we fucking.
Did I not say all three?
I don't know. No, you said two, didn't you? You said you make money. Oh, no, outside. Yeah, that was your third one.
Outside's open.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm grateful for that. Nah, carry on. Talk about what we're doing in a minute, innit?
Yeah. What are you working on, anything? So well, I thought I was going to add this. These ones that we're doing, or if it's just us two, I thought I was going to add in now.
What we're doing?
Yeah, update. Because yeah. I was doing them before on the YouTube channel, like the update, but why not just fucking do on this? Like, do
yeah, it makes sense. So I've been kind of like figuring out what I want to do long term. And the driving instructing thing, it seemed like a means to an end.
Mm.
It didn't really seem, it's not something that I actually genuinely want to do. So I've forgot about it. I'm leaving that. So I'm applying to do an open university course in psychology and counselling. I just applied to be a youth offending mentor, like volunteer. And I'm going to volunteer for the Samaritans and just start getting experience within that field.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a therapist, basically. I need to help people. I feel like I'm empathic. I feel like I should be doing something to help people in this world rather than just getting by.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think it was last week I spent a day making beats, which was great.
I did that recently. It was fucking, and it was the first time in a long time.
Mm.
And I forgot how much I like making beats. When there's no agenda.
Yeah, you just sit down.
And make what you want to make because you're making it. Not
yeah, it
like,
just comes out.
I need to make a beat for this or I need to write this. It's just like, no, I'm just going to sit in. Mm. Yeah, it is.
Let's have a play.
It's fucking therapeutic.
Yeah, it's good, man. What else? Oh, I applied for Celebrity Come Dine With Me. Not Celebrity. Yeah, well, fuck it. We're celebrities now.
Brendan. is that the one that Brendan sent me? The plant-based one?
Yeah.
The vegan one?
Yeah. I applied for that. Hopefully I get a response.
What character are you going for? You're going to be the arrogant
cunt?
I'm going
to be a cunt, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I'm going to be a prick.
You want to go full Gordon Ramsay on it?
Yeah, I was...
What the fuck is this?
I was going to be a character because I, off the back of it, I want it to be like... I want to be able to try and fucking start my own show, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because all you have to do is like, I don't know, just come with the right attitude, the right charisma... And it could lead to something else, you know?
Yeah, so yeah.
I've done that. And then, yeah, just outside, bruv. I've just been outside. So, like, Saturdays every now and then, I've been finishing early. And, like, mate, some of the stuff that's going on is wild. The women are wild now. So I ended up back at these...
What, do you think it's because where people just haven't been out?
Yeah, they're crazy. Ended back at these two weird girls' houses the other day. They know who they are. And it went from, well, first of all, I was drinking out of a jug because they had tiny glasses.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a tiny glass. I need a big glass. And they were like, got a jug. So I was drinking out of a jug. And I went from that, I went outside to smoke. I'll come back in and they're on the tables doing karaoke. And then it went from that. And you know how white girls like those murder mystery crime things?
Yeah.
They started trying to explain to me how they would dispose of a body, right? Yeah. And I was like, where's...
And you look at the walls and there's like fucking cellophane everywhere. I'm like, you're fucking... Oh, get me coat.
I was thinking, all right, cool. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to film this just in case I go missing.
Mm.
So it went from them explaining how they would get rid of a dead body to how they would actually murder someone to how they would murder me. Then dispose of my body, and they decided that they would make either lasagna or bolognese out of me, and they found it funny that they were going to try and kill a plant-based person and then eat him. So basically, I spent the evening with two cannibals. So if I go missing in the next couple of weeks, I've got a video of the whole thing, and I'll make sure it goes viral.
I remember years ago, Twisted Roots, he sent me this thing, and it was a website. Oven, and it tells you, it was like a cannibal enthusiast website, and it tells you the ins and outs of, like, oh, it was fucking... I was like,
you hearing that, girls?
It was tapped.
There you go. Get on that.
But you have to get on tour to view it these days, probably. But yeah.
But right. I don't know. I haven't done nothing else, really. I've just been working, bro. Non-stop.
Cool. What have I been up to? So I've got like a new plan of what I want to release. So Tag Team Partners 2, R1, will be, I thought it makes sense to do September 2022, as it was really, that'll be 15 years from Tag Team Partners Volume 1.
15 years.
15 years from Tag Team Partners Volume 1.
It makes sense, man, because then it's it gives us more time as well.
Yeah, which I have to start mixing stuff for that as well. So I'm actually going to bring forward my Bailey's Brown project that I'm working on to January 2022. It's all written. Well, I've got to pick up some more beats from, but like all the ones I've got, I've written. I just got to record them.
He's putting out the maddest stuff at the moment. He's putting out some mad stuff at the moment.
Yeah. The beats that I got from, fucking sick. But yeah, then... So I'm working on like cover remix type songs just to fucking try and bring the traffic in. So I've done a remix of Rag and Bone Man's Anywhere But From Away From Here.
He's playing last night when he's in there.
Bath Race Course, wasn't it? Yeah. So I've done that. Died In Your Arms. I've done a fucking sick remix of that.
Just dying in your arms. Yeah, rude.
I just want to get someone to sing the hook on it. But like, it's written. But anyway, I'm going to do one of them like each month to like tie it over and just push to YouTube. And then this isn't relevant for the viewer, but as the day of recording this, tomorrow, UK to Polska, which will be out for you actually, so it is relevant to you. UK to Polska, the track that I did with Zhentuk and Noodles, that's out tomorrow.
Yeah, rude.
A track I featured on for a guy, Taffy T, R&B, old R&B song, that came out yesterday, so that's science. It's called 3 Days.
Nice.
And these clothes. So I'm about to separate it from my name.
What do you mean?
Like, it's got like my artist name. So it's got Jimson on.
So you're basically going to get rid of it. So it's like a brand.
It's going to be a brand.
Yeah, rude.
Jimmy Faceless.
Makes sense. Because the thing is, like I've said before, like, men love beards. And it's a beard logo. So, yeah.
Yeah. But then with that, if I'm going
Jimmy
down...
Faceless.
Because it's got no face, Jimmy. It's like, so like, and that, and like, I'm going to kind of go down like, sort of like, privacy faces, blurred faces and shit, and just adapt
it.
On it.
That's it.
And I've got the little fucking squiggly logo.
Mate, I've got some fucking sick ideas for that. So, yeah. You know, like, the Matrix, like, fucking, the black screen with the fucking...
The green digits.
You could have that, like, fucking in the white bits.
Yeah.
That would look quite sick. Yeah, rude. That's a good idea.
So I'm going to separate that from it and think about multiple ways of, in the future, of still make some money, because I've got a fucking...
get out of this country.
Be in my bonnet about privacy and that all led on from... And do you know what? It's like, I feel it's like spawned from this whole thing of like the government tactics of bullying people into getting a vaccine or whatever. And it's like, I feel as well... It can actually be detrimental to the amazing vaccine program that is around at the moment for children.
Yeah.
Okay, we had the whole thing with the MMR, which was fucking pretty bad. Mm. But like if you, the bullying people in the way that they are could lead to future distrust and people not.
I don't think it could. I think it definitely will.
Yeah.
It definitely will.
But it's like, I seen, what's his name? Gove, Michael Gove.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a clip of him the other day. And the way he was addressing the journalist, and it was like, you need to get it, otherwise you're going to make life hard for yourself.
Mm.
And it's like a parent telling someone off, or like someone telling us, like, this whole central power and control. It's like people don't have control of their lives. So that, from all this, of like the way this is going on, it's led me, I've been looking at John McAfee. Not so much about like what he was doing, but like that led me on then to like the true cryptocurrency. And cryptocurrency was a recent thing that, like, I don't give a shit about the investment opportunities in cryptocurrency. Don't think that's what cryptocurrency is for. And it's only recently with me looking into it, it's like, fuck, this is like a revolutionary sort of thing. But it's like Bitcoin's not actually like this, and it's not private. So Monero, and all this stuff was like coming from John McAfee. And then from that, I then find this other place, TechLaw, and then privacytools.io. And it's just like all this shit of all the information that is just constantly fucking being tracked. And there are ways to like get by now.
Yeah.
With still using things. And there's a lot of free open source software and shit that you can use, where it's like, no, we're not really into like tracking you. And there's 49 countries. This is all shit I'm learning at the moment, so I'm no fucking expert in this for anyone listening. But yeah, I want to get out of this country.
Yeah, I think it's time. It's time for us all to leave.
Safe.
Just leave them all there. Just leave all the Tories there, man. And
South America is what I'm looking at.
Where to in South America?
So I looked at Costa Rica.
Yeah.
But Costa Rica's pretty hard. I mean, you could go there.
Mm.
But you need money in the bank.
Right, okay.
You need, where do you need, I think, to do it officially, you need 60 grand in your bank, deposit it there when you go there.
What, in Costa?
Yeah, and they will pay you $2,500, so $60,000, and they will pay you $2,500 out of your money each month. Or something like that.
Is it?
It says, I think, yeah, they pay you $2,500, you need 60 grand in the bank. Then the year after, you'll need another 60 grand in the bank, so the balance has to be 60 grand again. So you apply for 1 year.
Mm.
You have to apply for a year again the year after, so you need 60,000 as a balance again in your bank.
Mm.
And then on the third year, then you can apply for...
Permanency.
But then, even then, you... it's hard, and then it's like, what are you going to do for work when you're there? And in the first 2 years, you can't work.
What?
You can't work. Whereas there's 60,000. That's why you've got the money in the bank. So you can't work there.
So you need 120 in the bank, really.
Kind of, well, I don't know. What's 2,500 times 12?
10.
What?
10? I don't fucking know. I'm too hard to sleep, bro.
But it's 25. That's 30 grand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't need 60, you'd need 90, because you'd already have 30 grand in the bank, right? In theory?
Yeah.
So if you're paying you 2,500 out of your wallet, out of your money,
mm-hmm.
that would only be 30 grand for that year. So you'd start 30, so you'd need, 90 grand you need in the bank.
What about if you can't work there, right? So when they say you can't work there, what kind of dictates that? So like, what I mean by that is, what if you work remotely?
Well, that's what I was looking at. They were saying, so legally, it's illegal. In law, it's illegal.
To be working remotely there
and make your money under that visa.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, there's...
Well, even if you're doing like...
Check this, right?
Check this, right?
If you get a... You can invest in a business there. No, I'm good. So you can invest in a business there, and that is a way of getting in. So you set up a business.
Right.
But you cannot work for your business. You are not allowed to work. You can only invest in it and own the business, and you must employ all Costa Rican people to work in your business.
That's quite cool. Yeah.
It's cool. It's good. I quite like that. It's good. And it's what they call, I think all the Costa Rican people will get priority over you for jobs. If you just wanted to go and work a normal job.
Mm. That's good.
It is good. But anyway, so Costa Rica is like, oh, it's just a fucking, it's hard. So like, I don't know, Mexico maybe, but that's, I haven't looked into it, like Costa Rica went into extent, but
obviously one of my friends is in Mexico, isn't it, for quite a while,
living.
Yeah.
Ooh, Gus.
Yeah. So he said, like, because I said to him, I was like, ain't it like dodgy? He was like, mate, like, if I'm honest, mate, I got this mad, these twitches ain't stopping, bro. He basically said, well, first of all, it's mad cheap. He was like, I was like, yeah, but what's it like the cartel and all that? He's like, mate, if I'm honest, if you go and live in a tourist area, no one bothers you because they need the money for tourism. They run the whole thing.
Mm.
So if you get bothered, like, people just get duppied because they're taking away money from the thing.
Yeah.
He's like, obviously, capital city, he's like, dodgy as fuck.
Yeah.
But like, in the touristy areas, it's fine. So like, yeah, I guess so, like, and the weather's good, man. That's the main thing for me. I just want weather.
On the brief bits I've been reading on Mexico, they say a lot of expats and that, they head for like the mountain sort of areas.
Is it?
And they say there you get like a constant spring sort of weather year round.
Ooh.
So it's not too hot for whiteies going over.
Gringo.
You know what I mean? But it's Yeah, so Mexico as well. Also, from what I'm reading on Mexico, it's like anything, though, isn't it? It's like, is it dodgy? It's like, well, what are you doing there? Mm. What are you doing in the first place to be engaging in dodgy acts? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Are you going to put yourself in those situations? Or are you going to go there and just fucking mind your own business?
And be
just
sensible.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, what areas you go into? What is it you plan to do when you're there? And their healthcare in that, it's like saying, like, because they were saying, like, South America is like, the countries in South America are like basically the only ones sort of like who've like stuck their middle finger up to the world and said like ran like different programs for the ivermectin and shit like that. Do you mean it's just like little things? Yeah. Do you mean it's like everything else?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. But the rest of the world.
Do you think it's because they've got like obviously I don't know loads and loads about South America, but I'm sure. There's probably more organized kind of crime influence within government than there is in other countries.
Yeah, I know that. What was the? I don't know if it's the prime minister now or the last one. Probably last one. So when was I in America? Oh, fucking hell! It's going to be a good like 8 years ago, I reckon. Mm-mm. So about 8 years ago, and. We got told, like, we were like, we were going to go to Tijuana down from San Diego.
Yeah, rude.
And we were told not to.
Okay.
And so when, like, Gus was saying about the tourism parts and they need it, they were saying at that time, whoever was in charge said that he wanted to wage a war on the cartel and drugs and everything, and he wanted to stamp it out. Mm. So their response to that was them, like, actually killing tourists and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, okay. You want to play that game? Let's play that game. And it's like, yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like, and they were saying, like, the guy was saying, you go to Tijuana, and they're saying, like, if you went there, like, they wouldn't kick you out of the club. If you got kicked out of a club, you'd get kicked out into a room because the streets had got so heated and so dangerous where the cartel were just on this ruthless mission to be, like, in a war against whoever's in charge at the time.
So do you reckon that it's them maybe having some sort of, you know, like against the pharmaceutical like trade.
I don't know. It's an interesting one. But then you got like Argentina, and I don't think Argentina's got much of a fucking cartel there. I don't know. I don't really know much about Argentina.
I'm pretty sure most of South America is
because Argentina are like a lot. They're a different climate.
Yeah,
like, for a start, it's like. You know what I mean,
I know that there's not much. I don't know about any sort of production down there. It's not down there.
Because it's like, I mean, you did the bottom and you just go fully down. You're like, you're on in Antarctica.
They're just on beef, aren't they?
Yeah.
They love beef.
Argentinian beef. Same Brazil. Do you know as well that Brazil have just, that's somewhere that's off my list. Brazil, that is a place where I think is probably too fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's Brazil's bait, man.
But as well with Brazil, I was reading the other day, they've had their biggest drought ever.
Wow.
And they are 1.something million bags of coffee short.
Wow.
So they were, I can't remember what the figures were, I was reading the figures, and the percentage on the price of coffee this year is going to be astronomical.
Fucking hell. That's mad.
Yeah.
What, so, what, 2022 or this year now?
This year. So, so whatever season that's just gone on now, like, they are that short. They've had a drought. They've just come out of a drought, or they're in a drought, or whatever. But yeah,
so are they the biggest exporter of coffee in the world?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Brazil's the biggest exporter of coffee in the world.
Well, that's I'm just going to have to drink green tea instead, then.
Hmm. But the with Brazil as well, obviously they're the number one for cutting down the rainforest as well.
Mm. Well, that kind of all seems like it has a knock-on effect there. Then.
You've got a drought, now you haven't got any coffee.
Fuck's sake.
But with that, it's like, so I was reading this thing and it was saying it's not so much about that there, it's more about land control.
Mm.
So if you farm the land, after 3 years, you have claim to that land.
Right.
So it's not so much about the economy of the meat production. I'm sure that has a are playing it.
Yeah, man.
But what they need to be doing is changing laws on land ownership so that that would is more likely to stamp out than saying to people, changing some laws on trying to stamp out beef or fucking something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something I need to look into, but it's like, I don't know, I just feel come sort of September, I mean, well, if you get a fucking fake ID, but it's just controlling it. But I've also been looking at things like software and shit, like just like on your computer, like how much shit that they just track and keep and sell and harvest, and it's just like. And
did you see Russell Brand talking about Klaus Schwab and that other dude, the new head of Microsoft?
A recent one?
Yeah.
No.
And he was talking. It was like they were like talking about privacy. I was thinking, what? They're like, yeah, we need to be more sensible with our privacy and stuff. And I'm thinking, bro, you work for Microsoft.
They are the worst.
Yeah. And then like obviously he was talking about how they are the original OGs of big tech. Mm. They understand how to navigate through with, like, you never hear of Microsoft getting in trouble for anything because they've been on it from young.
Yeah.
So they know how to just get away with
it. But have you seen Apple's new big push?
Nah.
So
I know WhatsApp just keep trying to get me to
get Signal.
To it. I've got it.
I sent you a message on it the other day and
yeah,
it replied.
I've got it. Yeah, I know. I looked at it though.
Yeah. Signal is what I'm going to be using from now on. Yeah, anyone else out there? Get Signal over WhatsApp. It's the only one that's truly encrypted, and you don't have to use your email address or fuck like that. They don't ask for any personal information. But yeah, it is. It's like there are ways to fucking, you can do it. It just makes your life a little bit more inconvenient. It's, how inconvenient do you want to make your life? Like, it's a standoff, isn't it? Like, what am I willing to give? But like, if present, you just go out there, get a phone and do everything out of the box and use the settings that are there without, like, because even Apple now, they've got this big privacy thing and their market and their stuff is being private. When they're not. They're not. They're not really private. You know what I mean? It's like, fucking, you mean it's like, we all know that the FBI can go to them and say, hand us this over. And shit's logged. So, and like, things like iCloud and shit. And it's like, oh, it's convenient. It's like, because it's there and it just uploads your photos for you and you don't lose them and shit like that. But it's just fucking security and fucking privacy nightmare.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When there are like other servers and other open source ways of fucking doing it. And yeah, that's been my rabbit hole.
Nice.
That has been my rabbit hole. And now I'm going. And it's like they're saying about the, it's like when people say like, oh, but I've got nothing to hide. And it's like, it's not the fact about you having nothing to hide. It's about
selling it.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, that is your, do you mean? It's like.
It's you. It's literally your identification.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the more you look into that stuff, the scarier it gets.
Mm.
Like you say, it's the people that turn around and just. The people, for me, the scariest people at the moment are people just comply.
Mm.
You scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've had multiple conversations with people recently who haven't been vaccinated, who don't want to get vaccinated. And they're like, you're the first person I spoke to that's had a vaccine that has said, I'm okay so far.
Mm.
And hasn't judged me for not having a vaccine.
Mm. That's the trouble we've got. I need to get off of fucking comments on fucking social media. So I was witnessing an argument between two people in a debate in the comment section.
Was it in Facebook?
It was on Instagram.
Oh, man.
So, well, basically Facebook.
Yeah, by Facebook.
Yeah. And they were saying, so one of the guys was basically like saying like, look, we don't know. And it's like, and the other guy, he just kept going on about like, oh, like really trying to make him out to be like tinfoil hat.
Yeah, of course they do.
But this other guy was like, basically like trying like to put his point across with like saying, well, no. And then the other guy was like, so what ingredients that are in it is it that you don't like then? And he was like, saying anything about specific ingredients. Yeah, he was talking more about like the whole gene therapy side of things and all that sort of shit. And it's like, people can't have grown-up discussions about it and put views across about someone like them. And you know what? I think it's fucking, I know they've done it for a while, but as a tactic, they have fucking, the whole conspiracy thing is fucking genius. How you can like, how, because there are, okay, there are some conspiracy theories and you think fucking hell, it's a bit far-fetched, but there's probably some truth in it somewhere.
Like West Side Gun is Chris Brown.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, a lot of conspiracies, they come from something. There is some sort of truth in it. Okay, so it's like, it's okay, yeah, that may be a bit fucking far-fetched, like, do you know what I mean?
Or they end up becoming truth, like lab leaks and stuff like
that. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's so to then discredit someone.
Yeah.
By using that, by saying, oh, he's just this. And it's like, and then creating more conspiracy theories and then probably adding to it and making it more and like fueling it.
Yeah.
You're then like diversing it. Like, you mean you're hiding in plain sight? Yeah. And it's like Edward Snowden says, you don't have to look very far for the true conspiracies. Mm. And it's like, but people love the glamour. They love the fucking sacrifice and fucking devil worshippers and fucking Bohemian Grove and stuff. They don't want to look at the boring fucking, well, it's not boring, it's actually fucking terrifying, but they don't want to look at the stuff about, no, they are harvesting your data and they're using this to control and they're going to clamp down on this, and as time goes by you're slowly sleepwalking into it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like right in front of you, and it's like, you mean like the fucking you don't need to go looking for the devil worshippers and deep Bohemian Grove. Got to go and look for the fucking politicians at a fucking G7 summit.
Big tech. It is worry, and I'm like I said to you on the phone the other day, this country hasn't got enough brave hearts to change.
No.
Like, and, but also what is worrying me, which we also spoke about on the phone, France know how to get shit done. And they've been rioting for quite some time, I think. And
there's nothing been on the media though, isn't it?
Yeah, but the French passed a bill regardless.
They've still passed it.
They've passed it. So that says to me, we're definitely not doing anything. Because they've been kicking off.
And France do. Do you know that their train drivers retire at 50?
Yeah, come on.
Because every time they go to fucking negotiate and say, well, this is ridiculous. You can't retire at 50. You live until like you're fucking 100. They're like, right, strike. And they're gone.
Yeah.
They're off.
Yes.
And as well, in this country, the Tories have they done it? I don't know if they passed it or it was going through. They're putting it so that they're making it illegal for essential workers to strike. Yeah. It is against the law for you to go on strike. And again, making it illegal to protest, making it illegal to strike.
Mate, it's worrying because people are so blinded by the fact that we are literally maybe 5 years behind China. But British.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The elephant's in the room and we don't want to talk about it, man. We just want to go back outside.
So I've got Duolingo.
Okay. What's that?
It's the language learning app.
Yeah, sick.
So I've been learning because I knew basic Spanish, but I'm like, right, okay. Let's start doing things using the law of attraction for all you what are they called? Not mystics. What's the word for someone who's into
spirituality?
Yeah. So I've been putting things in place, like writing down that I'm going to do these things and started brushing with Spanish. But I'm also thinking it might be wise to fucking start learning some Mandarin as well.
Because they're going to take over as well.
Yeah. It's coming. I think something's happened maybe, but like, here we go. Let's go down to conspiracy land. I don't know this. I'm just going off on a whim now of a thought and a feeling. I've got no fucking hard evidence for this or whatever.
A meme.
It's a meme in my head, but just from like looking at this, like, are the Chinese, is there something that's happened in the background that the Chinese have got, that something's happening? Is there something so powerful? Why is, like, for example, like America and places like that, which were always like kind of like anti-China, why are they like so willing to carry on with this thing and head down that sort of path? Is there something, do you mean it's like...
I think that the whole world is just scared of China, bro. They're just scared. Because if you think about it as well, like, we've given... They basically make everything. So we've given them everything. And then they're in Africa now. Because they know that's where resources are.
Yeah.
Going to countries. I can't remember what country it was. My dad was telling me the other day, they basically went to one of these countries in Africa and he went, yo, you want an airport? They were like, yeah, we have an airport. So he put the airport in the middle of nowhere. Not in the capital city, in the middle of nowhere. It's not even being used. So they've just got this multi-million pound airport, state of the art, in the middle of nowhere with no one in it. And they're like, right, you owe some money.
Well,
and that's basically what they're doing all over Africa.
When I was reading about what they were doing in Africa, I read that they were being a bit more clever than what the British and the Americans did.
Okay.
The British and the Americans, like, it was like a fucking, like, right, this place has got this and we want it and we're going to go in and take it somehow, whether it's by force or whatever. We want that. Where I think where those wounds are actually fucking very, they're not long enough to be sort of like fucking forgotten. It's not like fucking, it's not like fucking ancient Mongolia fucking taking over the world. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is like, so you're not going to go there. It's like, but okay, the Chinese are coming now. It's like,
we've
seen this before. You know what I mean? It's like fucking, so with that, I was reading that they were being a bit more clever and they were doing things like this and they were giving them things and they were like, they were making it a lot more like it was an economic partnership and not a wherever you've got that, we want it type thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so we'll give you this. Here you go. Look, you've got an airport.
Yeah.
Right. We want this now. But apparently, one of my brethren's, Mo, shout out Mo, he was saying they tried it in Somalia and the Somalians are like, fuck off. Which is good. But he said, he's looking at Kenya, innit? He's like, Kenya, he was talking about how much money, like the money you have to earn to live over there is like, it's fuck all.
Yeah.
You know? And if you can work remotely, which is my plan, if I can do therapy remotely online through like Zoom chats and stuff, I can go anywhere.
Mm.
And at the moment, like, especially after the football stuff, yeah? After the football stuff, because like I noticed I think it was the Brendan one, or maybe it was it was the Brendan episode. That episode came out the day after we lost to Italy.
Did it?
Yeah, because we were talking about it in the podcast, and a lot of people were like, yo, what are you doing tomorrow? You coming pub. And like, there's part of me that wanted to go. And then there was this other part of me that was like, nah, don't go. And then as soon as them three boys lost them penalties, man, I realised why I didn't go.
Hmm.
And the fact that I don't care what nationality you are. If I'm sat there and you're shouting any sort of racial slurs, I'm not fighting people I know.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. And then the next day, after seeing all those comments and the lack of support from other people, I was like, I'm done with this country, man.
Mm.
I'm done with this country.
Yeah, I mean, it shows on my Instagram, I've gone from fucking being
active
to like, I just, yeah, it beggars belief. Mm. It does beggar belief, do you mean? It's like fucking the mentality, the small-mindedness, and the compliance of everything. Like, just all these things. It's just like,
what do you think, right? So I seen someone kicking off the other day and I couldn't stop laughing because I thought, number one, why do you care?
Mm.
Number two, it makes more sense to me. So basically, someone was kicking off the other day because there's people walking around wearing masks still, right?
Mm.
To me, if there's people walking around still wearing masks, that says to me that they are using their own brain.
That they'd like to because they don't feel safe. Fair enough. Yeah.
Boom. That's what I thought. These people that have literally just taken the mask off as soon as they don't have to wear a mask, they are worse than these people still wearing masks.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Mind your own business, innit?
Do you know what I mean? Why do you care?
It's like, either way, it's like fucking, do you know what I mean? It's like, and that's the trouble. Everyone wants to fucking worry about what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. Which, like, is weird. I've always found that weird. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Work and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, but such and such. Why do you care? Turn up, do your job, go home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you?
Yeah, man.
Again, it comes back to this whole thing. It's just fucking this sort of like mood and undercurrent of like, jealousy and not jealousy, like what's it called?
Envy.
Not envy, like the envy is there, but it's like the spying and like what's the person doing?
Oh, like watching people.
Yeah, like the way you're so concerned of like with what other people.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Do you know what I mean? Providing someone is not detrimentally fucking hurting society or hurting someone, like. And this is where I get really confused about like left right type politics.
Mm.
Because my understanding of it was like being on the left side of the spectrum is you're all about freedom and you don't oppose what people want to do. And you're more of a creative person. You very like laterally think like people on the left tend to be a lot more creative, tend to be writers, tend to be poets. Do you know what I mean? Like art, whatever. And so if you're on that side of the spectrum, it's like everything's like freedom, you can be free to be what you want to be, like, do you know what I mean? It's just reversed, and like you've got like these people who were deemed as like being on the right have been like, well, no, you should be free to do what you want.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hang on, I thought that was what that was.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's what?
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's the same, like, isn't it? It's both the same. That's all I see, is left and right, it's the same. It's just extreme hate or extreme hate for the other side.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground, it's shit.
Yeah.
This has been an uplifting podcast.
But, like, if the main takeaway, if you take away anything from this, if you haven't fucking turned us off because you think, fucking hell, what are they going on? Just don't fucking judge other people. Unless they're like a heart, like, I think, like, one of the things in religion, for example, the Ten Commandments, like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not fucking steal. Those basic fucking principles of like, don't go and fucking nick someone's shit. Don't fucking like invade someone's space.
Don't have sex with someone else's wife.
Don't have sex. Don't go shagging your mate's missus. Do you mean like fucking?
That's it. That's like, literally
just,
it.
Just be that. And like, if someone wants to fucking, however someone wants to conduct their life, if they want to go and fucking believe in something different, or they want to do something where they look a bit different, or they want to fucking dress a bit different,
let them do it.
Let them fucking be, man. Do you know what I mean? Leave them fucking be. Leave them fucking be.
Yes, weird.
It is. What time are we on, Costa?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right, cool. I got some ones got to go for you. Did you do any for me?
Yeah, I did actually. Forget my phone.
Oh, well, this is
how many?
I got five for you. This is a fucking easy one. See if you just fucking like spent a whole the whole episode talking about it. Freedom or security? One's got to go.
Freedom or security? What freedom?
Well, one's got to go. Freedom or security?
That's hard, man. Because. I don't feel like we've... Do you mean genuine freedom? Or do you mean freedom in what's based...
No, genuine freedom.
Well, freedom.
Yeah. your mum or your dad?
Oh, shit.
I knew this was going to be a hard one for you because you live with... You've got both parents. You live with both parents.
They're both safe. I can't. Do you know what? I'd rather. Is this one's got to go now or one's got to go from the dawn of time?
One's got to go.
Now?
Yeah.
They can both go now. Together.
Right, okay.
Because they've taught me well and I'd rather them be together in the beyond.
Right.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Rosemary.
It's like getting rid of one of your kids.
Yeah, don't ask me that. Rosemary or time?
Time, man.
Gotta go?
Nah, Rosemary stays. Rosemary goes, time stays, man. Because obviously time...
Brett or Eric Weinstein?
Oh, mate, I'm going to have to go with... Even though I've been watching Bear Brett, I'm going to go with Eric.
It's got to go?
No, Eric can
Eric's
stay.
Eric can stay.
Yeah. Because Brett needs to start looking at the other side a little bit more.
Yeah. The trouble with Brett at the moment, I think he's a little bit blinded because he's got his beef with YouTube. He's got his beef with Google, and he's very Yuri driven dude. On.
Did you see the Sam Harris and the Yuri podcast?
No, but I know. But I've noticed with Brett, he's very much on this revenge sort of like fuck you YouTube, and I hope that doesn't blinker him because he's fucking very good at analysing and putting together both sides of the argument. But I hope he doesn't fall in that trap. Okay, meth or red?
Red, man.
Gotta go.
Now, red man stays. Right, go. In my top 10.
Cool.
Yeah, is that you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Happiness or contentness?
It's gotta go. Happiness has gotta go.
Yeah, see. Russell Brand or Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan's gotta go.
Yeah. Hip hop or power ballads?
Gotta go. Power ballad.
Right. Carvel or Cecily?
That is an unanswerable question.
All right.
And I refuse to answer.
All right. Shani or your mum?
Gotta go. Oh. Yeah, man.
Mate, this one's but it's because I'm tired.
Fucking hell. What, now or? Well, yeah, it's going to be now, isn't
it? Yeah, now. Let's go now. Bye, man.
Well, yeah, like from a logical sense, it would be.
Oh, sorry, Rage.
On an emotional level, it would probably be the other way, I reckon. Because that's your mum, isn't it? It's your, I don't know, man. It's a different
God, isn't it?
It's a different love, isn't it? Mm. It's like that woman was my first ever friend. She carried me in her for 9 months, and my stress levels and everything like that would have come from the pregnancy. So it's just like that's deep, but on a logical level of like the mother of my children would need to be there more for them now. So that's like, do you know what? I was watching the Batman Lego film yesterday, and it's like
so sick.
It's so Joker, isn't it? It's like fucking, what are you gonna do, Batman? Are you gonna save the city, or are you gonna like fucking save the girl? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's
I love that film. I'm actually not saying that. It sounds weird.
Yeah, it's
I might start watching kids' programs again.
But Lego Batman, it's got so many things in it that just like a kid doesn't get.
Mm, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's thingy in it, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Mm,
and it's the Ninjago one as well.
Mm.
The movie for Ninjago was fucking brilliant.
Is it?
It's like that. It's like so many jokes in there where it's like fucking. The kids love it because it's Ninjago, and the adults are like, yeah, that's
but
fucking.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's good.
WrestleMania of life today.
Today? Just go home to sleep in a minute. Get through this and go to bed.
Claim your privacy as mine.
All right.
Safe.
Bye. Boom, boom.
Episode 16.
Like, subscribe,
like,
and all that.
Subscribe and smash that bell button. You fucking bellends.